Iowa's capital is often a staging ground for press conferences, campaign launches, and a place for politicians like Samantha Clemens to seek inspiration. Clemens is standing in the rotunda, making an important offer over the phone.
I would like you to run my Iowa campaign for president.
Because Iowa is the first state in the nation to hold presidential caucuses, hopeful candidates are known to most Iowans, but a presidential bid from Clemens is one you haven't heard about, because she isn't real.
Still rolling, and action.
She's a character in a new movie being filmed here titled Courting Des Moines, written and directed by Brent Roske. He's a television and movie producer who relocated to Des Moines last year from Los Angeles to make stories about politics.
I want this to be the living document of the Iowa caucus race. I've always been curious about it. What is the Iowa caucus? You hear about it, if you don't quite know, if you've not been, you should watch Courting Des Moines.
The movie is a sequel to Roske's 2012 Chasing the Hill, a fictional web series about a California congressional campaign. Courting Des Moines features many of the same characters who now want to seek a higher office, including Samantha Clemens, played by Melissa Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald says she likes playing a politician because she admires people who go into public service.
Because I'm one of those corny people who actually believes the government can be a force for good in people's lives, and that it should be a force for good in people's lives, and that when people are particularly in trouble and at a crisis moment in their lives, government can and should be there for them.
Fitzgerald's credits include playing a White House staffer on the television show The West Wing. She is one of 10 actors Brent Roske is bringing in from the East and West Coasts. Roske is also using Iowa actors, but not in the major roles.
Not because there's not a great local talent pool, but the fact of the matter is if I put a couple somewhat recognizable faces in there, it helps the business side of the motion picture, which, look, movies cost money, they're not cheap, and you need a lot of help to do it.
Max One, Jerry, et cetera, thank you.
The small movie crew is traveling to many Des Moines locations, including Machinists Hall, where real candidates will court Iowa voters with speeches that sound like this one from Fitzgerald's character.
I speak out of a deep sense of urgency about the anguish and anxiety that those all across our country are experiencing.
Roske says filming in Iowa is much cheaper than California, especially for a story that uses locations requiring little to no change. Right now, more than half of the movie is shot, but before he's done, he wants to include a scene at the biggest event in the state.
We are talking about right now trying if we can do a day at the state fair, because how do you do Iowa politics without the state fair?
Speeding.
Roske says Courting Des Moines will be finished later this year and will play in a Los Angeles theater for 1 week to be eligible for Oscar and Golden Globe nominations. Then, in January 2016, when the real Iowa caucuses are happening, it will be available as a video on demand through the internet.
Let's roll camera roll sound, please.
In Des Moines, I'm John Pimble, Iowa Public Radio News.
Lots of fun, lots of excitement, and Jerry,